Protests over the Israel-Hamas war have spread well beyond the United States. Let's listen.
I'm Willem Marx in London, where several universities have seen student encampments spring up over just the past week to protest the positions their institutions hold towards Israel. A handful have witnessed protests since the start of the Gaza conflict, but encampments are now appearing at several other universities around England. At the University of Warwick, some students set up an encampment last week, demanding free speech remain protected, that the institution help rebuild Gaza's higher education sector, and that the university break ties with companies doing business with Israel, says Fraser Amos from the group Warwick Stands with Palestine.
The University of Warwick has some of the most partnerships of any UK universities with arms companies. And we've been campaigning for the last few months for our university to break these ties. An overwhelming majority of students voted in November to do so, and we've seen 27,000 Palestinians die since, and so we've been forced to take this action.
At Goldsmiths University, a group's occupied part of the library. Students had earlier disbanded a similar encampment after college authorities agreed to discuss their concerns. But talks made little progress, says Dana Liu McRae from Goldsmiths for Palestine.
They had made some commitments which they'd pulled out of, with little explanation, so it made sense for us to put the pressure back on to hold them accountable.
We are the people!
The policing of these protests has so far been pretty peaceful, but as more encampments are established, the pressure on university leaders to take action of some kind could only increase.
I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris, and I'm standing outside of Sciences Po University that has been rocked by protests during the last week. Today, the university has proposed a discussion with students to try to calm things, and that's what's going on right now. But there are still many students protesting outside of this conference room where that debate is going on.
It's good to have these debates because we are in a school that all the time says that we have to debate politics, we have to discuss.
That's 24-year-old Ismail El-Ghata, who took part in the student-faculty conversation.
And all ideas are legitimate, unless racism and anti-Semitism, that's not legitimate, of course.
El-Ghata says part of his family is Jewish. He says there are many Jewish students involved in the protests here.
I am part of the movement. I feel super welcome. I'm just like any other person.
I point to the fact that many Jewish students in the U.S. say they feel unsafe.
Unfortunately, what I've seen in the U.S. is that there is a lot of extremism. People have shown up with flags of Hezbollah, flags of Hamas. Here we are all against those groups. We do not call for the support of a terrorist organization. However, the opposite must be true at the same time. We need to stand with the people of Gaza who are not responsible for what Hamas has done.
After the conversation between students and administrators Thursday, Sciences Po has refused to cut ties with four Israeli universities. Students say those universities work with the Israeli army, so their demonstrations will continue.
Hola, hola. Anuncio parroquial a los campistas.
I'm Ader Peralta in Mexico City, and I'm on the campus of the National Autonomous University of Mexico. This is the country's largest and most important university, and this is the first day of an encampment to protest Israel's war in Gaza. Students have begun setting up tents right in front of the administration buildings here, and they say they will not leave the university's main square until Mexico breaks ties with Israel. The crowd was small. They chanted, let's break ties with the state of Israel. And they spray-painted signs that read, long live Palestine. Alexa Carranza, a junior studying geography, said she always thought of American college students as apathetic to global injustice.
Y pues actualmente ver que están reaccionando.
To see them wake up, she says, inspired her. Ana Jimenez, who is 18, grew up in Guerrero, a region caught in the middle of a cartel war. She felt a kinship, she says, with the Palestinian kids surviving war.
Necesitamos un mundo solidario, un mundo empático.
We need global solidarity, she said. We need an empathetic world. And young people, she says, can bring that change.
Si eres joven y no eres revolucionario, no sé qué estás haciendo siendo joven, ¿sí?
When you're young, she says, there is no other choice but to be a revolutionary.
We were listening there to Willem Marx in London, Eleanor Beardsley in Paris, and Ader Peralta in Mexico City.